along the Cambodia-South Vietnam border, June 29, 1970. The helicopters descended onto the hilltop clearing, wave after wave, a vast armada of American power. Out of them tumbled soldiers with rifles and rucksacks, returning from the invasion of Cambodia. They were mud-caked and sodden after 3 days of monsoon rain, but many were grinning and snapping pictures with their buddies. A few flashed peace signs for the television cameras, happy to have survived this madcap ordeal. The United States and its South Vietnamese allies had crossed into Cambodia precisely 2 months earlier on President Richard Nixon's orders, setting off the biggest protests of the war at home. Nixon had promised that every soldier would be out by the end of June, and they would be. The last of the rear guard would be flown back into Vietnam by 6 that evening. Major General George Casey, commander of the 1st Air Cavalry Division, stood at the edge of the landing zone. The White House wanted the operation dressed up as a major victory, so Casey, sad-eyed and handsome, was there to brief reporters ferried out from Saigon for the day, along with a group of congressmen on a fact-finding mission. The facts were these. In 8 weeks of combing through the Cambodian jungle, U.S. and South Vietnamese troops had captured vast stores of munitions, rice, and other supplies in so-called enemy sanctuaries that had long been off-limits. They had fought several battles and reported killing or capturing more than 10,000 communist troops. But the invasion and the secret bombing that preceded it had destabilized Cambodia and achieved little that would help gain victory in Vietnam. The operation marked the beginning of the slow American pullout from Southeast Asia, a last push before the army, bloodied and tired after 5 years of combat, began going home for good. Casey didn't exaggerate the gains. The enemy, he knew, would recover, and the war would go on. But, he told reporters, the operation had bought some time for their South Vietnamese allies, who soon would have to stand on their own. "I've done 2 tours over here," he yelled over the roar of the helicopters, "and going into Cambodia was an opportunity we thought we'd never have." He was a good soldier, doing his duty, as he had for decades. After Pearl Harbor, Casey had withdrawn from Harvard University and enrolled at West Point, receiving his commission too late to see action in World War II. In Korea, he commanded an infantry company, earning a battlefield promotion to captain at Heartbreak Ridge, along with a Silver Star, the Army's third highest honor. He went on to work as a personal aide to General Lyman Lemnitzer, a future chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and then returned to Harvard as a military fellow from 1965 to 1966. He spent most of the remainder of the decade commanding troops in Vietnam and seemed sure to ascend to 4 stars. Already, he was being talked about as a future chief of the Army, as his West Point classmates had foreseen in 1945, when they predicted, "He will be the Army's best." A week after the withdrawal from Cambodia, Casey climbed into the co-pilot seat of his Huey helicopter at 1st Air Cav headquarters and took off, flying east. He was headed for the U.S. base at Cam Ranh Bay to visit wounded soldiers. It was raining, and visibility was so poor that his chief of staff, Colonel Edward Shy Meyer, had urged him to cancel the trip. But he wanted to see his men before they were transferred to hospitals in Japan. The helicopter's path took it across Vietnam's mountainous central highlands. At about 10 a.m., his Huey flew into a dense cloud and disappeared. A second helicopter flying behind crisscrossed over the shrouded peaks, looking for any sign of the general's craft, but finally had to break off when its fuel began running low. The American military headquarters in Saigon ordered a massive search. Not wanting to alert the Viet Cong that a high-ranking general was unaccounted for, it held off making a public announcement until a few days later. On July 9th, the New York Times put the story on the front page. The United States Army disclosed today that Major General George W. Casey, who directed the withdrawal of the last American ground troops from Cambodia on June 29th, has been missing since Tuesday when he took off in his helicopter. An intensive search is underway, an Army spokesman said.